research house Consulta has conducted a survey among South Africans on how they see their spending habits changing in light of the economic impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. This in the context of massive job losses, those with jobs having to take a pay cut in some instances, and a generally precarious environment where the economic effects are still unknown, making job vulnerability an ever-increasing reality. In other words, some firms may only realise several months down the line that, in fact, they're not viable and may have to get rid of staff or even shut down altogether. Well, to take us through their findings, I'm joined on the line by Ineke Prinsloo. She's the head of Consulta Insights. Thanks very much, Ineke, for joining us. So in this survey, how many South Africans did you canvass and what sort of questions did you put to them?
Good evening, Nampo. Always a privilege to talk to you about our latest research.
Sure.
So we have what we call the Consulta Online Research Community, and we have around 350,000 consumers that sign up to this online platform and that is engaged in research. So it's not just somebody that we just bring for a research. We have ongoing curated and facilitated conversations with consumers. We have these ongoing conversations with them and brands, and they co-create through the research. Very interesting, in terms of the COVID, we started to have this specifically this focus on COVID and the lockdown and the impact on consumers from the beginning of April. And we've tracked all of the psyche and the change over the last couple of weeks. And typically, it's more open-ended questions in terms of how people are experiencing, how government has handled the pandemic, how they feel about the financial services and the relief that they've got from, or the financial relief, the focus on income continuation, and then also the spending habits, as you said, as to what's going to happen as we have pressure on discretionary income on people's way of spending.
Yeah. So in terms of the spending issue, what were people saying about how they intend to change their spending habits, if at all?
It was very interesting. We could focus on two things. The consumer said, in terms of spending, I'm going to focus to, or I'm going to expect to spend less on, in my budget, in my basic household budget, on things like takeaways and branded clothing and essentials around your transport and fuel. So people really expecting the outcome of these restrictions and the lockdown, those are the essentials that they're expecting to spend less on.
Hmm.
But what they are expecting to spend sustainably or substantially much more on was very interesting. There's five things. People saying that money, that 100 grand that's in my wallet, I am expecting to spend 35% more on utilities. Very interesting finding.
Mm.
I'm expecting to spend about 26% more on home-cooked food. So I just said that people are expecting to spend less on fast food. So
yes,
food remains an essential, but it's a very interesting shift. The third interesting shift is that about people are saying that I'm going to spend about 22% more on Wi-Fi or online services. And I think your previous interview really talked about how people are going to look at income continuation and how we are going to generate income.
Yes.
And out of this study, it was really interesting to see that people saying, well, there's now going to be a shift in work and that I'm going to spend more on online services because that's where I'm going to generate income from.
Hmm. And then you also canvassed the heads of small businesses. Obviously, they're in a very tricky space right now because of lack of demand and so on. What were their thoughts and observations about what's happening currently and the future?
Certainly very interesting question, because in our national development program and the way that we want to kickstart our economy is through the entrepreneurship. And there's absolutely still the sense of entrepreneurship. But from the small business owners, we got really five things. Is that the capacity, 44% of them said, I have to cut capacity, I am closed, I cannot operate as normal. Then the next interesting observation was around the changes in operation measures. And my daily operations, about 53% of them said, I have to take action. I need to cut my productivity. About 30% of them said, I need to cut my productivity. I have to cut salaries, or I have to start with retrenchments. Then there was a theme, the third one is around survival and sustainability. And this is a very, very important one. That about 47% of those small business owners said, if lockdown continues, and at level 4 and at level 5, way past July, then they didn't foresee that they will survive. The other thing that was really interesting is the relief. Only 35% of those SME heads actually indicated that they applied for relief either through government or through banks. And less than 30% of them were successful, and the rest are actually waiting for outcomes. So I think there's a very big theme in terms of the relief measures. Although we have this entrepreneurial spirit and people really want to make a plan and be entrepreneurial, we're not seeming to get that relief either from government or the financial services through to our small business.
Yeah. So you've given us a snippet of some of your findings. Just reflecting on them, do you worry that based on your findings, even long after the lockdown restrictions have been lifted in their entirety, that some sectors that are dependent on discretionary spending are likely to falter?
I think so. I think the themes that start coming through, and specifically what we focused on, the social and economic upheaval. And we thought about this, and we started seeing these trends even from April, and we started warning that the longer that the lockdown, we see that the psyche of the South African consumer and business owner is being challenged. It's really about the coping mechanisms. So we see the shift back to basics, but it's about safety and security and simplification and continuation of income, and people starting to really feel the pinch around the limitation in terms of contact and connection. So we are human beings, we want to connect. Mm. But the very big concern that's starting to come through is the coping mechanisms that's being challenged. And for the first time, we start seeing the themes coming through of loneliness. And on the other end, people also starting to say that there's a real concern that there will be a scarcity in resources, and that might lead to tensions and conflict. So in your question, is that are there things that's going to have a longer-term effect? The effects already there on the psyche, whether you are a business owner or you are a consumer.
Yeah.
And those themes are starting to come through very strongly.
Mm. Hey, Ineke, I'm looking forward to a time when we can all speak positively about the economy and the future. But for now, it's looking quite grim. Thank you so much for your time and your insights. That was Ineke Prinsloo. She's the head of insights at Consulta.